This podcast is intended for listeners over the age of 19 in Ontario, and we ask that you respect your local laws regarding cannabis.
Be sure to like, download, follow, subscribe, and of course, share with your friends.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Annie.
Hi, Amanda.
How you doing?
I am great.
You're a year older now.
I am older. I have taken a trip around the sun and landed back where I started.
Nice. Yes. Was it a good birthday?
It was a nice, quiet birthday.
Nice.
It was on Family Day. I turned 44, if you all want to know. I'm okay with it, and I gave everybody the day off for Family Day.
Nice.
I'm very generous.
Clearly. I loved when I asked your daughter about her mother's birthday, your birthday, and she told me that you ate cat food on paper all day. And believe
me, not far from the truth.
Yeah, well, you know,
I had context. I had a hankering for pate. I haven't been well recently, so maybe I was like low on vitamin D or liver or iron or whatever it is
That
comes in goose liver pate.
Mm.
But I decided that I deserved myself some goose liver pate on Carr's crackers. And my family sat around as I ate it and said, "You're eating cat food on paper." And boy, was it delicious. Because when you're 44 and you want to eat cat food on paper, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
I agree. I'll let you know when I get up over that side of the hill.
I will buy you some pate.
Yuck. I'm really excited. We've sort of we're getting into talking about tourism this week. And it's kind of going to be a thing for at least a couple of episodes. So we thought about who do we want to talk to about events and
who do we love and who's doing it different.
Exactly. Like bigger than just like who's putting on a show, right? So we gave a ring to like our bestie, Alexis from Blunts and Beans.
Because they are organizing Ontario's first Camp Canada this summer.
Yeah.
And we wanted to know more about it since we're going. Mm-hmm. So we had Alexis on to tell us, you know, what this is, who they are, and the importance of cannabis tourism and, you know, sort of the steps that they're taking to move forward with it.
Yeah. So, well, let's go have a listen.
Let's do it.
Well, we're really excited to have Alexis from Blunts and Beans in the Hot Box today. We met Alexis and Jolene in person a year ago.
And I feel like we've become besties since.
Right? I mean, I mean, first they started by jacking our lighter.
I was going to say, like, that's actually why we brought her on today. We need to talk to you about a certain green lighter.
I still have that green lighter.
You better.
Yeah, right? We're coming for it. So we met about a year ago, and we become besties, and we were excited to learn about Camp Canna. We were even talking about trying to find a way for us to go out west to Alberta, like,
to their previous Camp Canna.
But now we don't have to.
No, we don't have to because it's coming to Ontario, brought to you by Blunts and Beans. So let's start. I always like to start at the beginning.
Right.
You know, I'm a chronological chick. For people who don't, you've been living under a rock. But what is Blunts and Beans?
Blunts and Beans is me and Jolene. We're best friends. We smoke a lot of weed. We drink a lot of coffee. But really, we dreamed of having a coffee shop where you could enjoy some cannabis and some coffee and be in an environment that was supportive of the plant with dignified consumption. We felt like that was lacking in the legal market. So we tried to figure out how to open said coffee shop, and we were told that we were pretty far away from that being a reality, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. And so going from there, we started a subscription box company. We were like, okay, well, if we can't have it, a physical store, we'll send the experience to people's homes. Yes. And so we would send fresh roasted coffee beans, blunt wraps, accessories, kind of like your wake and bake toolkit for the month.
Nice.
And then that was where we kind of found that like providing experiences to people is kind of where we were really passionate. And so we started pushing the boundary a little bit more to try and advocate for cannabis tourism, dignified consumption, elevated social responsibility by hosting events. And we started Camp Canna 3 years ago now in Alberta. And we're, you know, fast forward to today, now bringing it to Ontario. So it's kind of grown naturally, organically, and it's been so fulfilling along the way.
It is such Camp Canna as a concept
is incredible.
It's so unique in a saturated sort of market where I'm sort of seeing people are doing things the same way. It really shows looking outside the box and looking forward to what could be.
Mm-hmm.
So super cool.
Oh, yeah. The idea that I can go away for a weekend and, like Alexis is saying, have dignified consumption where, like, I don't have to worry about being judged mm-hmm. for, like, mm-hmm. rolling a joint at 6 a.m. and watching the sunrise. You know, like I'm kind of with my people. No different than if I went on a fishing trip and I'm with my fishing people, or not that.
Because Amanda goes on a lot of fishing trips. She's an expert fisher.
Or a wine weekend, or, you know,
a girls' weekend.
A getaway.
You know what? Even, you know, as a couple, you could go. But what is Camp Canna? So for our listeners who haven't had the joy of going to the last ones in Alberta and want to go into the one in Ontario, or have no idea what this concept is. Alexis, what on earth is Camp Canna?
Camp Canna is a inclusive environment where we gather like-minded individuals that are supportive of cannabis, and we have fun. It's not just about consuming cannabis. It's about consuming and then doing what? So we build connections between our community. It's a very community-focused type of event. It's very slow-paced. It's very intimate. You get to make friends and family-like bonds with the new members of the community that you got to have. Being an adult is tricky. Sometimes you have to really work to find a friend. And so it's really a good environment to create that. But the program of the event is much like child summer camp, where you get there, we have meals together, we play games, we do yoga, guided meditation, we have music concerts at night, fires, and just kind of like create this beautiful space in nature where everybody can just come as they are. There's something for everybody. It is kind of scheduled, but enough free time for you to just relax and unwind. And yeah, it's so fun.
That's such a great point that you bring up about being adults, and it is hard to make new friends, new connections.
It's hard to find your people. Mm-hmm.
Or even to, as parents, because all three of us are parents, find time to take a moment for yourself.
Mm-hmm. And not be a parent.
And, you know, one of the things I'm most excited about is all the food is cooked for you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, just the idea of that, to me, I'm like, sign me up.
Right?
Yeah. That's really exciting about Ontario, because Alberta, it's not an all-inclusive experience. So coming to Ontario, we were able to find this venue that was able to be supportive of our vision and work with us to have free consumption all throughout the grounds in the open air spaces. So you can consume wherever you'd like to, find a nice spot and make yourself at home. And it is all inclusive in a sense that you get your accommodations covered as well as the food. The kitchen is insane. It's a cool, like, salad bar, like a really extensive salad bar every meal, which I'm looking forward to most because I don't find salad bars in many restaurants anymore. So I'm actually looking forward to that. But yeah, the food is going to be fantastic. They have award-winning chefs, and they know that we're going to be hungry. We got late night snacks, breakfast, lunch, dinner, all sorts of good things. And we can accommodate all diets. So if you have any dietary restrictions or any special diets, we're able to accommodate that as well.
So it's a weekend off.
Yeah.
And in the bosom of your community family.
Mm-hmm.
So Amanda was saying earlier we need a packing list. What do we have to have on our packing list when Amanda and I come?
Yeah, so hold on. Before we even get into packing lists, let me just throw this out here. That, like, I love camping and I love cooking for myself and, like, for my people over an open fire. Like, that is something mm-hmm. that I adore.
I'll bring you a bag of marshmallows, all right?
Well, no. But like you're saying, like, the idea that, like, I'm going to get to go and not have to deal with anything is super cool. But if I was out in Alberta, I might not want to come all the way to Ontario. But I love that Alberta. And, well, yeah. I mean, it's far. It's like halfway across the country, you know?
Yeah. Last year we had people come from Ontario, and that's kind of what inspired us to come to Alberta. Because once I, you know, realized how much flights and RV rentals and how much people invested just to come and enjoy this environment, I was like, no, I need to just bring the environment to you. Having people cook in a community sense, something I've witnessed last year, which I thought was really cool. We had a group in Camp Sativa, which is our late night area of Camp Canna. They were cooking chili all day long, and they were trading a bowl for a bowl. And it was like the most like cutest community type thing. They're just cooking meals and sharing it and enjoying cannabis, and that's kind of like the whole vibe of the entire weekend.
Yeah, I love that you that there's like options, mm-hmm. right? Like if I want to go and have all my meals cooked for me, I can come to Ontario and do it. Like if I want to mm-hmm. hardcore camp, go out to Alberta and do it, and I'm still with my people.
Well, I've gone on the yeah. website for the camp, and it is a kids children's camp, so mm-hmm. it's very nostalgic. Of that, you know, there's the mess hall and there's all these different funky cabins and it's in the middle of nowhere, which yep. is kind of what you want.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm very
excited. Yeah, super neat. It's really exciting to think of, it's actually interesting knowing how many adults never experienced camp as a child. And so, you know, they may not ever experience that type of experience, but now you can as an adult. And I think that it's good to like heal your inner children. It's important for adults to play and enjoy and unwind. And especially in the cannabis industry, this industry is so difficult sometimes. And, you know, burnout is a real thing. And so I think it's important. We're all complicated houseplants at the end of the day. We need to recharge and nourish ourselves. And this is just a great event to do so.
I think it's going to be wonderful.
Yes.
Now, I keep hearing about these games, like the Canolympics.
Yes.
I need to start training now?
Right.
You have been training your entire life for this moment. The Canolympics, it's fun. It's like we actually started doing the Canolympics long before we started doing Camp Canna. Jolene didn't want to do birthday parties anymore. So then I was like, obviously we can't not celebrate you. We're going to have to do something. So we came up with the Canolympics, and it was just something that we did throughout our friend group. And it's just like a fun, elimination style tournament. And it's just testing skills of the everyday stoner. And it has been fun as it's like evolved into these different rounds. It's like so creative and interesting. Last year in Alberta, we had a hurricane simulator, and one of the challenges was the fastest to light a doobie in the hurricane simulator. And it's quite interesting because, you know, people are like, oh man, that's scary. But we have been lighting doobies in the wind.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
The whole time. So,
and everybody has their own technique.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Mine's better than yours.
So that's super fun. It's not about consumption, the Canolympics. It's more about the skills required.
It's about kicking Amanda's ass.
Oh, you're right. It's online Donkey Kong. I don't know.
You guys are going to have to. Amanda would have had it in Alberta, but she picked a fruit that she was allergic to, unfortunately. That kind of hindered her final round.
Oh, she's talking about Amanda Breeze, I think, who was out there. Yeah. I'm talking about my Amanda sitting here with me.
Oh, yeah. Too many fucking Amandas. We're going to have a lot of competition. The Amandas are going to be.
Oh, we should have a category for the Amandas.
Yes. No, it was fun. It's actually so cool that, you know, we have so many people interested in competing. We're going to be at the Can Expo this year doing like a little preview of what there is to see at Camp Canna. So we'll have a mini Can Olympics tournament there.
Nice.
If you want to come and, you know, test your skills, see where you're at, what you need to practice before we go to camp. that's a good entry level practice round.
I'm going to be training full time.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Something we haven't talked about with Camp Canna is brands and companies and sort of getting to know. I know there's a lot of interest, especially amongst bud tenders,
mm-hmm.
to really get to know their local LPs and whatnot. So how does Camp mm-hmm. Canna incorporate that?
Well, Camp Canna has always been for the legal market to create space for intimate bonds with the community. I passionately believe that brands really should be invested in the consumer experience, not just the product, not just the effect that the product gives you, but the full holistic experience of the product. So brands that get involved with Camp Canna are ones that generally want you to have a good experience and have a good time and just coming there and just being yourself instead of like behind a table, you know, business to business or pitching type atmosphere.
Yeah.
You just get to come and just be yourself and share your why, because like I said before, this industry is really challenging and not a lot of people are in this industry without a very passionate why statement. And I think that, you know, creating that space for intimate connection is really what shares that story. And the consumers are looking, you know, like they're hungry for this kind of information. They're hungry for the connection. And what I notice with myself, even when I walk into a retail store, there's a bunch of names on the wall. But if I personally know somebody and I know their story and why they're passionate about what they're doing, and I see their name, I will be more likely to gravitate to it. And if I don't see their name, I'm going to ask, could you please bring in this product? And I think that that is word of mouth marketing that's gotten the cannabis industry where it is today. With the restrictions on promotions and marketing. But it's like the best word of mouth marketing because you're creating a connection between communities.
And it's honest and it's real and it's genuine. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
I absolutely agree. Amanda and I, when we go into dispensaries to buy things, we always buy High Ladies Podcast or High Ladies Cannabis by Akanja. But when you see a brand where we know the people behind it and it's immediately what we go to because it's like, hey, that's my buddy. That's somebody I care about.
Oh, yeah. The number of times even with accessories, right? Like there's a reason I use Canadian Lumber papers like 99% of the time.
Yep.
Right? And like it's the only paper that I'll buy now because I know Bo.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right? Or Tantalus. Like,
yep.
Exactly.
I mean, I was so excited. I was jumping around and celebrating when I saw Tantalus was back. Right? Like I almost felt like I shared in their celebration. And I think a lot of consumers do that. You know, that when they hear that something new has launched, right? When they go into a store and see something new by that same brand, they're excited for it.
So if campers who are CanSell certified, can they get samples?
Yes. We're gonna have two different wristbands for people that are not certified and people that are sort of certified guests are able to receive samples from the LPs on site. And for uncertified guests, they are welcome to bring their own cannabis, or we will have a delivery from a retailer set up if they want to stock up at camp.
Nice.
They're going to be just doing a shuttle service right back and forth to the camp.
Yep.
And we've seen similar in Alberta, that's how we've had to do it the past 2 years, is have a delivery retailer set up. But it's actually quite interesting because we use Camp Canna as a tool or a framework when speaking to government authorities about how necessary this is, how big of a piece we're missing without having cannabis tourism or places to educate consumers or even just a safe environment for people to go and consume. This year, we're actually just got approved to have the first retailer set up on site. So when you come to Camp Canna, Alberta this year, there will be a retail store on the property.
Nice.
And you can purchase directly from the retail store, which creates this really nice full circle moment because you can learn about a product, learn about a company's story, go to the retailer to purchase that product, and then consume and enjoy that experience with the people that created the product.
Yeah, that's amazing. And is that happening because of there was a new law that was changed out by the AGLC, right?
Yeah, they changed the legislation on January 31st to allow for cannabis retailers to apply for a license extension.
Nice.
To be at adult-only, unlicensed entertainment or cannabis trade shows.
Yeah.
It's another step forward. And you brought up you keep using a term that I love and I have adopted and taken on as my own, which is dignified consumption. Mm-hmm. And part of cannabis tourism and having these events, I think what you're showcasing and what you're on the cutting edge of is showing how well these can be done.
Yes.
And that we don't have to be in back alleys. It doesn't have to feel dirty, that you can have an alcoholic event, you can go to a vineyard and try wines. Why can't we do this?
Right.
Yeah, or at least just have the framework available to accommodate people while they're consuming. Because, for example, like with alcohol, you know, they have chairs, they have TV, they have entertainment, they have snacks, they have food available to help us, you know, with our experience as we go. But with cannabis, like if you have a bad experience with cannabis, I know I've said this a lot, but I've had many bad experiences with alcohol. And then my friends call me the next weekend. And when I was younger, for sure, we're going back out, right? And cannabis is just not the same. You know, if you have a bad experience, you might hesitate or maybe just not ever try it again. So creating spaces for people to feel comfortable during their experience so that they know what to expect, what happens if you've overconsumed, or how to get to that safe space or to achieve the feeling that you're looking for. Sometimes you need guidance, and I don't think that only having it available in private settings is the right way to do it. I think that we can do much better. And so they're starting to listen, I think, slowly and steadily. In BC now, they're allowed to consume cannabis publicly wherever you can consume a cigarette, and retailers are now allowed to advocate for these spaces, so tell you about spaces that you can go and consume cannabis. And so slowly and steadily we're doing it, but I think responsible framework and being as compliant as possible while we're getting there is really the key to getting there at all.
Yep. Show those government officials and whatnot that we can do this in a way that not only benefits, you know, the economy, the greater economy, but it can be done respectfully and beautifully. I love that. Now, as women, we always, you know, shy away from the nitty-gritty, dirty details, but it's two nights. You show up on a Friday night, spend the night, all day Saturday, spend Saturday night, and then everybody winds their way home on Sunday as a full weekend. How much is that going to cost me?
So it's going to cost for your ticket $420.
That's actually amazing.
That's all your food, two nights accommodation.
Like that's a steal.
Samples if you're CanCell certified. And if you're listening and you aren't CanCell certified, pay the $65 or whatever it is. It will pay itself off at the first event you go to. Like everybody I meet, I'm like, I've never been a bud tender. I never intended to be a bud tender. I got my CanCell for all the free shit.
No, not that we're advocating that, except that's exactly what we're doing.
Allegedly.
Well, you know what? I mean, you have to do the CanCell certification, so you got to learn some shit. And you know what? What you take away from that is worth the $50-$60 that you pay for.
Yeah, but back to the $420. For $420 for all your meals, two nights, accommodation, fun and
you
in
cannot,
the cold sun.
You can't book a Airbnb or a like a hotel anywhere for
one
that.
Night in Toronto.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe not even a whole night, maybe like three quarters of a night.
Yeah, and so we're just trying to make it like financially accessible. Like I want all members of our community to be able to participate. And so providing this kind of experience is I just want to have as many people sit at the table as they would like to. And so we're trying to keep our ticket prices really fair. I think they are really fair. We're looking forward to seeing who comes because, you know, we've been doing this for years in Alberta and the best group ever shows up every year. And I'm so excited to see the Ontario fam, you know, come together and catch them.
Yeah, Ontario is a bit of a different beast. We're a lot of fun out here. Especially our cannabis peeps.
For our listeners who have their day planners out.
Right.
And I'm imagining my day planner, which is still made of paper, and they are looking forward and booking off the time to come to this event. When is it?
It's May 31st to June 2nd, so the weekend after May long.
Very smart. I don't even think the bugs will be out yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping. Actually, I've never been anywhere but Toronto in Ontario. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Cottage Country and you know, all this beautiful spaces and these trees, and the venue looks absolutely immaculate. So I'm looking just as much forward to it as I think everybody else, just because I really want to experience this space and see things from Alberta here. But the mosquito shouldn't be too bad at that time. It shouldn't be too hot, but also shouldn't be too cold either. And also I'm hearing from some fellow friends in Ontario, it might not be too humid at that point of the year.
No, it won't. It is kind of like the perfect weekend to go.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm very excited for it.
That is awesome. Alexis, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Yeah.
For our listeners who want to find you on social media.
Wait, hold on. We haven't said that we are sponsoring, High Ladies and Kendra are sponsoring a cabin. So if listeners buy their ticket, make sure you put in there, if you want to be in our cabin, you can write in there, like, in the High Ladies cabin.
Any cabin but the High Ladies cabin.
Yeah, that works too.
Or you can say that you want to be in the High Ladies cabin. Yes, just like camp, because I remember when I did camp for years and years and years, and you would get this form, and it would be like, who do you want to be with, who do you not want to be with, and why?
Yeah.
Because it is important. So, we're going to have our High Ladies cabin, yes, and we are going to be there with our samples and whatnot ourselves.
And we're going to be bringing our big old bags of weed for us to smoke and share with our friends.
So before Amanda so rudely interrupted me, where would people find you on Instagram or online if they wanted to check you out a little bit further?
Yeah, people can find us on Instagram at Blunts and Beans or camp_canna. And online, you can find us at campcanna.ca. And when you go to our website, just click into Ontario, and that'll give you kind of a breakdown of what we're doing. You can get tickets on that site. And then when you purchase your ticket and you want to stay in the High Ladies cabin, there will be an accommodation report to do. And it just kind of goes over any dietary restrictions you may have, your accommodation requests, any accessibility concerns that we need to accommodate, just let us know. And we're going to just try and make sure that everybody is as comfortable as possible. This is something that is a little bit different, than our regular experiences. So we just want to make sure that we're making the process as smooth as we can, even though we understand it may be out of some people's comfort zone. So just making them comfortable during that experience.
I love that.
All right. I don't know what else to say other than go buy your tickets.
Go buy your tickets, and I'm going to start training for the Canlympics, and we will see you there at the end of May. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me on.
100%. Thank you. Thanks.
Take it easy, ma'am.
And we're back.
I always feel like I could talk to Alexis forever.
Yeah.
She's wonderful.
She's
and
so lovely.
I think this is going to be a fun and relaxing event.
I don't see any like red flags about like going into the woods with my people and like having a boatload of fun, healing my inner child and consuming with dignity around the outdoor spaces of the campsite.
Absolutely. So I'll see you there, Amanda.
I'll be there. Awesome. I'll look for you.
But I think it's become that time again. I think it's now time for us to step away.
Take a toke.
And go be moms. If you've enjoyed today's episode, you can find all our episodes wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. Don't forget to rate, comment, subscribe. Of course, tell all your friends. And the next time you're in your local dispensary, hit up your wonderful bud tender and say, hey, do you have anything by Kanja? And if they say no, you can go, oh, they're this amazing craft grower from Barrie. They are doing some amazing things. You should learn more about Kanja. And
most
that would
definitely
really help us out.
Yeah. And we're still trying to raise money to go to our women in business. So if you want to help us get there, we would love to go have some lunch.
Yeah, buy us a coffee.
That's right. I want to say, like, links in bio, but that's so not a thing.
Hit the subscribe button, but we don't have one.
All right, that's it. We got to go.
We can do this for days.
Bye, ladies.